Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Strong. Iran, North Korea, and especially China watch closely. What's Trump's answer? He invited Russia to do, and these are his words, not mine, whatever the hell they want.
Trump tells tyrants like Putin they can do whatever the hell they want. Kamala Harris tells tyrants, the hell you can, not on my watch.
Trump, on the other hand, threatened to abandon NATO. He encouraged Putin to invade our allies, said Russia could, quote, do whatever the hell they want.
You know, I feel like there's a saying that has to do with propaganda, has to do with political propaganda, it has to do with deception. Something like if you repeat a lie often enough and loud enough, eventually everybody will believe it.
Eventually you might believe it
eventually
yourself.
Eventually you might even come to believe that Trump actually said such a ridiculous thing. Mm-hmm. Do you know what he said? You know what he actually said? If NATO member nations do not properly raise the level of their military spending to get to the target levels that they're supposed to be at, then maybe he would say, but even such a horrible thing. No, because it was entirely in the context of leverage and
it was an if-then statement.
Yes, it was completely an if-then statement. And the premise was, why would we keep supporting these nations who won't do their part in maintaining their very small role of the overall military funding picture for NATO? Why would we? Now, I don't agree with that way of approaching it, but that's...
And his point wasn't, I hope
right.
he can do whatever he wants.
Oh, my God,
or
right.
I want him to do whatever he wants. It was, if you guys don't raise enough money for military spending, there will not be enough defense.
Right.
To stop him, therefore he will do whatever the heck he wants. And are they stupid or are they just playing games?
Oh no, it's on purpose. Of course, okay. This is like the he injects bleach. He said people who inject.
Yeah.
I mean, this is amazing. You know, Snopes is a very left leaning fact check site. I like Snopes a lot. Okay, but Snopes is definitely left leaning. They call the inject bleach thing false. They say his comments during the press conference were confusing and led to online false allegations that he said inject bleach. But they keep saying it. It's amazing to me, you know, for all of the allegations that Trump lies, and he does, for all of the allegations that Trump exaggerates, and he does, they do it too, again and again and again, and with such just... We're just telling you the truth. You know, I tell you the truth. You can trust me. Everything is fine. The level of... this is what I don't understand. I don't understand is President Trump says enough genuinely bizarre things. Enough genuinely ridiculous things. You don't have to exaggerate him. All you have to do is not lie about him. And yet they choose to lie about him again and again and again. It's amazing to me. Traffic on the fives back in Pensacola. John Pickens, go ahead, sir.
Yes, we've got one accident on Softly Field Road and Sherry Lane. Now, if you're going westbound on Softly Field before you get to 90, just be aware traffic is slowing down there due to that accident. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I got the most hilarious text. Oh my God, this has got to be the best text I have ever gotten.
Okay.
Andrew, you never call out Trump on it, though.
Well,
this is a regular listener who's very, very liberal.
Okay.
And if we have like conservative listener complaints about me, if you had to think of what's the very top one, Andrew, you're too critical of Trump.
Yeah.
Andrew, you're too critical of Trump. So I'm sorry, Rick, but you are off your bleeping rocker this morning.
Well, how many times? I used to say this during George W. Bush when he was president, that the left-leaning media particularly, but the lot of the Democrats, they would – you guys are making me angry because you're making me defend George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And it's even worse with Trump.
Yes.
You're making me angry because you're making me defend him on the stuff because it's so outlandish and so crazy. You're making me defend him in this way, and I can't talk about – how he really hasn't secured the border and had comprehensive immigration. He really hasn't repealed and replaced Obamacare. He never really did have his Department of Justice investigate Hillary Clinton to see if she really did do something illegal with her servers and go to jail. He really didn't help the economy. He really didn't help the
which
budget.
Which are all things these well are worth things, discussing.
These are legitimate, like, this guy's not good. He really couldn't be the great negotiator and bring two sides together to get things done. So he had to do everything through executive fiat. These are things that let's have a discussion about.
Yeah.
Instead, we got to talk about, he never said
he
anything
never
about
said
bleach.
It. That's right.
He never said this about that. He never said this about this. And then you make us sound like we're Trumpers, and because you're making us defend him for the stupid stuff you make up. Let's just talk about the real stuff. But see, the problem is the real stuff they don't care about.
I know. And, you know, it's funny. I have another person who is another very consistent listener, and she's often irritated at me for being so critical of Trump.
Oh.
In all caps, you call Trump out all the time. it's so funny. Anyway, so, no, listen. In the context of – it's really a question of who lies more, maybe – or it's a question of who gets
covered in their lies.
Yeah, but like the coverage of Trump's lies or misrepresentations or exaggerations is constant. It's become white noise. It's so constant. Nobody in regular media bothers to tell that the Democrats are lying so consistently about him in this stuff. I mean, it's like I love Jewel Canada Wynn. We're friends, but she came on when we had the interview with her the other day and talked about how much Trump lies all the time. And all I kept thinking is, your folks. And I didn't.
This whole thing has been Project 2025.
Yeah, like Project 2025.
This whole 4 days.
It's all convince people that Project 2025 is evil and that President Trump is nothing but a 2025 Trojan horse.
It's his, and his roadmap.
And he has completely separated himself from this. He could not be more emphatic about how he does not believe in Project 2025. And yet they just keep saying it.
In fact, last night he was live truthing, not tweeting. Yeah. He was live truthing while Kamala was speaking. And when she brought up 2025, he went all caps on it. So caps, so angry. I have nothing to do with that. Why won't they listen to me?
It's amazing.
He's like, I've warned people who are involved with that they will no longer be part of my campaign if I get reelected, blah, blah, blah. It is people who worked for him in the past. That is true.
Right.
But they make this tie and they go, well, since you work for him, what? They're not freaking disciples.
Right. And I will say this. I think everybody knows. I mean, to say that Trump is like closely hewing to the truth and the facts all the time. I mean, like, what planet are you on? Okay. Even his own massive supporters acknowledge this. And what they will say is that you have to listen behind those words. Yeah. You have to look at what he's done. You have to take it sometimes with a grain of salt. That's just his character. That's just his flair, whatever. But they don't deny that. The difference is when it comes to the Democrats and this particular set of leaders, they put on the show that they're all fact, all truth, all accuracy, all the time. And then they turn right around and lie so much about Trump that it's undigestible. It's so often, you know,
like you have to follow the science type of
thing. Yeah, right, exactly. 437-1620, 437-1620. I will say this. So, okay, we watched it all yesterday. We watched it for 4 days. Here's my takeaway. We've kind of hinted at this before, but here's my takeaway. The purpose of these 4 days, from a persuasion, public policy, presentation, get our person elected, was we're never going to tell you anything that Kamala has really done. Maybe there's not much to say. We mentioned a few things over and over and over again. We're never going to tell you anything she actually wants to do, certainly not with any details whatsoever, but we're going to repeatedly tell you she's awesome. Kamala is awesome. Should have been the theme song for this this whole campaign, this whole convention.
Every
it's exactly right. It's the Lego song for Kamala Harris, over and over and over again. If you say it often enough, people start to believe it. If you lie about Trump often enough, he's evil. Here's all the things, not even the things he's actually done wrong, but the things that, you know, other than abortion, okay, which, fair. But even that, he's a moderate on compared to most pro-lifers. He's not anti-gay. They keep lying about that. It's unbelievable. But Trump is evil. He's the Antichrist. Kamala Harris, even though we don't know anything about her and still don't, you know, you've got to elect her to find out what's in her. I mean, that, like, that's what I feel like this is about. Is don't worry. She's the anti-Trump. You'll like her. She's got, you know, good family values, and she's beloved by people, and she listens to people, and she'll represent you, and she'll listen to you. Elect her to find out what she believes and what she'll do, because that's when you'll really know. I mean, she hasn't done it for 3.5 years, but, you know, maybe eventually. And in the end, let's hope that this shell game, this not really telling you who this sudden candidate is, who couldn't even participate in the primaries she was doing so bad as a candidate, and is now suddenly the golden child. Okay, let's get him past Thursday and hope that it sticks until November. That's the goal. And it's
this little thing called a debate coming up in like 2 weeks.
What is it? Somebody said it's the convention about nothing.
Oh.
It's it's like Seinfeld convention.
Yeah, we saw that. It's the Festivus.
Yeah, the Festivus. And or the airing of grievances about Trump. It's been way more about Trump than it has been about her, and certainly in detail and specific. So
they did move away. First day, I was getting really nervous, because first day, it was constantly, we need to elect the black woman with Asian descent.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot the first day. And then the second day was acronyms and abortion.
Yes, so luckily they moved away from the black woman with Asian descent narrative.
But that was heavy. That was heavy in the beginning. That's exactly right. So, yeah, listen, I did everything I could to listen with an open mind. And you know me.
Objectively, what did you think the audience there? These are the P1 listeners we talk about, right? These are avid. We are the engine of the Democrat Party. That's who was here today, the last 4 days. What do they think of Kamala?
Let me answer this a different way.
Okay.
When I see the RNC and I see some of the outrageous things or the ridiculous things or the things that I can't cheer and chant for, okay, I still think that there's an awful lot of Republicans who are on the floor eating it up. Red meat eating it up, okay? Mm-hmm. And there are probably some that are more like me, but maybe not that many, mm-hmm. okay? So for context, for fairness, okay? When I watch the DNC, I think there's so much more that is false. I don't know if they know it's false. I don't know if they're aware. Like Dale Hughley, you know, didn't do his research on Kamala and then change his mind. Do they actually do their research on Trump and really know what he's said and think through it? I mean, I actually had this guy who says I never criticized Trump text me back. He actually said it. I'm like, no, he really didn't. You should go do your research. Because I don't think they know the stuff that's false. But the question is, do they know what's true about Kamala? And are they happy? Are they thrilled with her now? And listen, Jewel Canada Wynn says she is. And I'm going to take her at her word on that. I have to look at behavior. And the behavior,
we
the
really
passion.
The follow-up on that. Why are you excited about her?
Oh, right. No, that's fair. But the enthusiasm gap between Trump and Harris is among the devotees, among the high P1s, the engaged audience, was palpable. And I don't know what they would say to you now after the fact, but the best convention ever high kind of that a lot of people had at the RNC.
Yeah.
I think at the DNC, I think a lot of people, if they're honest with themselves, are going to be saying things like, man, Oprah and Michelle were great.
Let's put it this way. When we left the RNC, people were just, they were flying high. And they were just in next level happy, just bouncing back and forth. They were sitting in the halls. Out here, they flooded out of that building, and there was somberness.
They didn't. They cheered, they dropped the balloons, and they ran away.
Yep.
And
then
they
walking
still,
away, they weren't like, what did you do?
Yeah,
it was
at the quiet.
RNC. At the RNC,
quiet.
They were all like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe we're here.
They were just
this
leaving. That's right.
And everybody there was just kind of just walking.
Now, they all kept
quiet.
their Kamala placards. They're all keeping the keepsakes.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't that same level of positive, overflowing, gushing satisfaction that you saw at the RNC. It just wasn't. 826 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has got traffic for us.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. We are seeing some slowdowns if you're on Highway 29 in Burgess. Burgess is a little backed up, maybe about a five-minute delay there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you've got a business, you've got employees. At least if it's growing, you do. And dealing with employees is great, but you also want to make sure that you don't have to frustrate yourself with the headaches of business ownership, like payroll, like human resources, like dental insurance, vision, life, disability, health, all of that stuff. And look, if me talking about that stuff is like, for you, you just gets you nervous and upset and you don't want to think about it and your eye twitches, like, I'm sorry, but that means you should do something different. And if it doesn't, if you're super happy, then great, ignore me for a second. But if there are issues, or maybe you just want to find out if there's a better way to do it, call Torgerson Causey. They're a locally owned and operated comprehensive employee benefits agency. We've been using them here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 7 years now, and they made a tremendous improvement for me and my family over what we had before. Better customer service, better answers, choices in plans that we didn't have before. All around, they're fantastic. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru's been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3. It is quickly drawing to an end. We'll be back in Pensacola later today and back on regular stuff on Monday. Oh, I have so much stuff that I'm way behind on. But now that the convention is over, back in the studio, News Radio studios in Pensacola, we've got David Wayne with the quick headlines for us. David?
Well, a federal judge has ruled that the military cannot turn away HIV-positive enlistees. Virginia Judge Lonnie Brinkema said on Thursday that none of the Pentagon's arguments that barred the recruitment of HIV-positive individuals were supported by evidence. SpaceX has pushed back the launch date for a mission designed to advance the future of spaceflight. The company shared a post on X Thursday saying they're delaying liftoff plans for the Polaris Dawn mission. The new date for that is Tuesday, August 27th. And an Australian man has been arrested after leaving a passenger plane through the emergency exit and climbing down a jet engine onto the tarmac. That happened in Melbourne at the Melbourne airport. Officials say he had just arrived from Sydney, walked onto the wing, jumped down to the ground, but he was immediately arrested.
That's how that works. That's exactly how that works.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
I accept your nomination to be President of the United States of America.
Vice President Harris, in her speech closing out the Democratic National Convention, talking about her upbringing, career as prosecutor, abortion rights, and more, including former President Trump trying to overturn the last election results.
Donald Trump tried to throw away your votes. When he failed, he sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol, where they assaulted law enforcement officers.
New Jersey House Republican Jeff Van Drew on Fox says elections are about issues, not speeches.
This is a show. This is theater.
Former President Trump wraps up 5 days of campaign stops with events in Nevada and Arizona today. Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expected to end his campaign today. Trump says he doesn't know if he'll get Kennedy's endorsement. America's listening to Fox News.
Good Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Sunny and 75 in Pensacola this morning. An absolutely beautiful day. There could be some changes coming to nearby Florida state parks. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection announcing the Great Outdoors Initiative this week. And they say this is designed to expand public access, increase outdoor activities, and provide new lodging options at state parks. So as part of that initiative, two nearby parks will be getting some new lodging. Topsail Hill Preserve State Park on the list to receive a new park lodge. Up to 350 rooms will be available there. And Grayton Beach State Park, also on the list, they'll be getting 10 new cabins and restroom facilities. It's life in prison for a Milton man convicted of sexually abusing a child for 6 years. Reuben Morin was found guilty yesterday on multiple sexual battery and lewd and lascivious molestation charges. Prosecutors do say those crimes occurred at Morin's home between August 2013 and February 2020. The victim was between the ages of 11 and 17 years old at the time. In addition to the life sentence, Morin was also designated as a sexual predator. Big news yesterday from PPD, the new substation at Pensacola State College is now open.
Yeah, so that's the most northern part, or for the officers know it as Beat 1, which is the farthest away from the police headquarters that you can be in the city limit. So now we have a place to, for the officers to go to do the things they would normally do at the headquarters. They can do it now up there on the north end and not leave their patrol areas.
And Mike Wood there from PPD, the substation again at Pensacola State College. Now, this is not something open to the public or somewhere you would go to report a crime. Really, it's just a small office for the on-duty officer where they can fill out some paperwork, upload their body cam footage, or just take a break while they're on duty so they don't have to drive all the way across town. The investigation continues into the ATM heist at a convenience store in the West Side yesterday. That happened at the Quick Fill store on Blue Angel and Lillian Highway about 5 o'clock on Thursday morning. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says three suspects crashed through the Quick Fill's front doors with a stolen pickup truck, ran inside, stole the ATM. The truck was found shortly after on the 8,000 block of Lillian Highway. So far, no suspects have been identified. The final disaster preparedness sales tax holiday for the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season starts tomorrow. Governor DeSantis says it's crucial to be ready for any storms, especially as we hit the peak of the season.
Because it's calm now, that does not mean 2 weeks from now, Kevin and I aren't going to be at the emergency operations center warning people we may have a storm. We might.
And there's all sorts of things you can buy tax-free during this sale. Carbon monoxide detectors, pet supplies, tarps, batteries, generators, flashlights, all of that tax-free starting tomorrow and through December 6th. Of course, the hurricane season itself lasts until November 30th. It is 8:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, Labor Day sale. Upgrade today and save up to $900 on select adjustable mattresses sets from Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and Sealy. Everything's flowing smoothly right now. I-10, I-110 looking good. Even Highway 90 going through Milton and Pace into Pensacola is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day for this Friday. Temperatures warming up into the upper 80s and low 90s, high near 89 degrees. 30% chance of rain overnight tonight. Temperatures dropping near 77. For Saturday, similar forecast with mostly sunny skies. Small chance of a stray shower, 30% overall. High near 89, low near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And it is a beautiful morning. Sunshine right now, 76 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton. Taking a look at the markets this morning, they are up a little bit, not up a lot, though. The Dow is up 219 points at 40,932. The S&P up 34 points this morning, 5605. NASDAQ up 143 points at 17,762. 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 3.83%. Gold prices up $18.80 at $25.35.50. Silver price is up just about a quarter at $29.29. Bitcoin up $751.86 this morning at $61.00. 2050. Striking Canadian rail workers being sent back to work now after an order from the Canadian government. Canadian National Railway workers were part of a work stoppage after labor contract negotiations broke down. The Canadian Industrial Relations Board moved to end that work stoppage, citing concerns over its potential economic impact. Another stoppage to the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railroad is still ongoing. Union and company officials there set to meet with the Canadian Labor Board today. Economists from around the world are in Wyoming today to hear the economic outlook from the head of the Federal Reserve. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is going to give his keynote speech at the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. That's expected in the next half hour. Market experts are expecting the Fed to cut its interest rates next month. They'll be watching today's speech to see if Powell gives any clues as to the size of the anticipated rate reduction. And if you've been to an ATM lately, you know this is true. ATM fees are up. They've been increasing for four consecutive years now. According to Bankrate, the average out-of-network ATM fees have now hit a record high at $4.77. On average, banks charge about $1.58 when you withdraw cash from an outside ATM. ATM surcharges levied by ATM operators are averaging $3.19. ATM owners have continued to raise fees on cardholders from other financial institutions that use their machines. And tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, up to more than $520 million. Nobody matching all six numbers earlier this week. The grand prize now up to an estimated $527 million. No need to buy a ticket, though. I'm probably going to have the winning one, most assuredly. 8:38, your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Radio 92.3. Yeah, we don't have the wrap because we just don't have the people here to do it. We already had Jewel Cannon win on yesterday. We also didn't do Frivolous today because, you know, last chance to talk about the convention.
Dang.
And hopefully never have to talk about it again. but
for
I do want to...
4 years.
Yeah, for... Oh, God, don't get me started. One of the things that people keep asking, and it's really the reason that we went to both, I didn't really want to come to the DNC.
What? Come on. I did. I wanted to. I really wanted to see.
I just
the difference.
I didn't. I knew it was going to be an enormous amount of work. We're going to get no sleep, and I'm going to have to listen to all this nonsense over and over and over again.
Okay. By day three, it was starting to get hard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Trying to put on the pretty unbiased face was starting to wear on me.
But what it allows me to do, it allows us to do, and I knew this would be the case, is it allows us to really genuinely say side by side and compare and be fair to both. Okay. And. Here's the one place, because people are always asking, you know, what was that one like? What was this one like? No protests at the RNC, massive and, you know, communist, socialist, world revolution / Palestinian, you know, wipe the Jews off the planet or at least push them out of Israel, protests outside. The reason we haven't covered the protests, but the one day was Tuesday was following Monday, is because, and a little bit on Wednesday, obviously, because of the actual ones that had clashes, is because, here's my view, they're parasites on the real thing. It's just like when you have a congressional hearing, and Code Pink shows up, and a congressional hearing is 4 hours of them talking about, you know, like Navy and Air Force funding, and then the Code Pink demonstrators pitch a fit, and they catch the headlines. That is ridiculous. News people, you need to do better. Protests are really not the news. Oh, it's captivating. It's drama. It's entertaining. It's, look, the police are fighting with people. And? No, I mean, seriously, and? Why are they able to do a protest here? Well, because there's a convention. Oh, so you mean the convention is the news? Yeah. And the protest is a sideshow meant to distract you from the convention. Yeah. Exactly. So I covered the protest an appropriate amount. You know the truth about what happened there, especially if you listen to my good interview with the Jewish
journalist. I went to the protest because I was hoping to get into a fight.
That's why I don't stay right next to you all the time. You know, whatever. That's just not the news. But side by side, you know, protests here, no protests there. Okay, fine. You know, great food in both places.
Oh, yeah.
Great food in both places.
We explored both cities.
And the deep dish pizza in Giordano's or Gino's is amazing.
Yes.
We didn't have Gino's this time, but I can tell you from experience it is. And it's, yes, it was, listen, Lou Malnati's is good.
It was good pizza.
It was good pizza. And if you've never had deep dish, as you never had, you loved it.
Loved it.
And then we went to Giordano's on your recommendation that we do both for comparison. And you have to say?
It's Giordano's.
It's not a contest.
It was just first bite. It was just, whoa.
This is fantastic.
And I had Giordano's in the past, and I had some other deep.
Oh, okay. So
Dave was with us.
He had not had it. Okay, and that was his.
And
yeah.
He was like, why would we go get deep dish again? We already had such great, fantastic
Trust
deep dish.
Trust us. Yeah. Trust us.
And then he was like, thanks for having us come do it again.
And, you know, there's all the architecture in both places was amazing. Yeah. I had not been a lot since I live in the suburbs in Chicago. I had not been a lot around the city. And the architecture here is really, really fascinating. It really is. And I'm older now. I pay attention to different things. As far as the conventions themselves, we've talked about the candidates. We've talked about the issues or the lack thereof. We've talked about the reaction from the crowd. I have one last sort of compare and contrast slice that I want to make sure that we say. And oh, and we've also talked about how the Republicans don't teach and equip their people to go back and be effective. They're not organizing. They're just rah-rahing, whereas the Democrats really, really effectively organize and teach and train their people how to get out the vote and address issues and persuade and speak to different target groups. I mean, it's really
the
convention
speeches is actually their wind down from intense classes.
It is. It's like relaxation after. It's like the afternoon mint julep or whatever. Oh, remind me to talk about the contraband bin too. We'll get to that in a second. Back in the studios in Pensacola, John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates available, whitesandselectric.com. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks so much, John. So the contraband bin, in case I forget, the contraband bin here was much bigger, but there were multiple entrances in Milwaukee.
Yes, true.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say now, after doing both, it was much harder to get into Milwaukee than it was to get in here.
I agree. And in fact, there were times where we're like, wait, we're done. Yeah. And you know, so thank goodness nothing happened.
They actually, a couple times they went, wait, you're Andrew McKay. You can go on up
to
the front.
Stop it.
They did get us to go up to the front a couple of times.
With the yellow passes, with the Secret Service passes. That's
well,
right.
It said Andrew McKay on it.
Okay. So the amount of alcohol the Democrats tried to bring in, though, is, you have to.
I would say the quality of alcohol.
There was a full unopened bottle of Bullet bourbon sitting in front of all the tumblers yesterday with a bunch of other stuff, too. And
some other kind of bourbon right in front of it.
That was all. I mean, there was a good, a couple hundred bucks worth of alcohol just in the pristine condition. And
at
I was
the RNC. We saw wine.
One wine, one vodka, one. And there was some wine here too. I actually went back when we were leaving yesterday. I peeked in just to kind of see if it was still there. Totally gone.
Get it for a trip home.
Totally gone. Oh. Yeah. And you know what? Can I be honest? I hope the Secret Service got it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope they get to have a little bit of wine down time.
Especially because they were treated like they were pariahs the whole time.
And that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit is the cop stuff, because I went out of my way all week as a, like, I just want to make sure they get heard to tell every cop I saw, thanks for being here. Chicago PD, and the Chicago PD was great. They were super friendly and informative. They'd talk to us. Secret Service don't talk to us because they know they're not supposed to. CPD, they're like, whatever. But
And the couple times that we did try to talk to Secret Service, they were very cold-shouldered, and then they started like turned around on us, like, "Why are you talking to me?" You know, like, "Okay, never mind, I'm out of here."
Man, I don't think so. I thought they were pretty friendly, but there was
one big dude.
I was always trying to tell him thank you for being here, and joking with him if we could. I tried a couple of times to ask the compare and contrast, my favorite was, and I told this story before, but I'll tell it again. I asked the Secret Service guy on day two, I think it was Tuesday, and I said, "Hey, were you in Milwaukee?" I thanked him. I said, "Are people telling you thanks?" He's like, "Yes, some are." And I said, "Were you in Milwaukee?" He's like, "Yeah." And I said, "Are they thanking you more, less, or the same here?" He's like, "No comment," which I definitely interpreted as nowhere near. Because in Milwaukee, the RNC, the Republicans, were effusive in their praise for every cop they saw. I mean, I had to get annoying after a while getting told. Now, what I had seen since is, and I had not seen a lot of it. I knew I was saying it, but I wasn't hearing it from other people. Yesterday, I heard it more from other people.
I did. Last day, I heard it. I was going to say
I was hearing
too.
It more yesterday.
I was about to tell you. I saw a little bit more of it last night than what I'd seen.
I don't want to make it sound like the Democrats don't like the cops. I don't know whether they do or not. I don't want to say they didn't thank them. I just heard
did
it.
You see the sheriff from Genesee
I'm getting to
County?
That. I'm getting to okay. that. I'm trying to give the fairness, okay? And the fairness is that I heard more thanking.
You're giving too much fairness.
Well, okay. Put all this in the hopper, and then think about this. Were there military here?
They did colors at the beginning.
They did colors.
At the beginning.
And they waved the flag a lot yesterday.
Oh, and they did the veterans. Hey, here's veterans who are currently serving in Congress.
And it was a really small group of Democrats who were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really small group.
They actually had to have some people. So it was members of Congress and Senate.
Oh, state. And that's right, state.
They had to go grab some state legislators and stuff that were present who were veterans.
That's right. To find the military pro Kamala, you had to go down, dig down to the state Senate and House to get those folks. Okay. And not that there aren't any. I mean, there definitely are some. But, they had to work hard.
A dozen out of 20,000.
This, to me, was it was the most uncomfortable moment of the whole thing was they brought up Sheriff Chris Swanson from Genesee, I think it is.
Genesee County in Michigan,
which is Flint area, I believe. And I want you to hear, because you've heard some of the roaring applause, okay? And if you bring a cop up in front of Republicans, they roar. Geez. They know they're supposed to roar, but they roar anyway. It's enormous. This is a case where, just here you go. This is, by the way, this guy's going to talk about, supports Kamala Harris, supports the, right? Okay, so hear this.
Please welcome Genesee County, Michigan Sheriff Chris Swanson.
You can't even hear the crowd over the music. It's a one. That was the worst reception for any guest. And here, just to give you some contrast, okay? Kerry Washington, the actress.
Please welcome Kerry Washington.
And that doesn't even do it justice. That was the loudest thing I had heard since Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey. It was enormous, that reaction. They opened last night with the Chicks. They used to be the Dixie Chicks doing the anthem.
They had about that kind of applause, actually.
Yeah, they did have high levels of but that's for the kind of the ant. They played Born in the USA as a song. They played Beyonce as a song. I mean, it was.
Actually, the one that surprised me is when the DJ came out. They had a little period of time where they just let people dance. And so they brought a DJ out, and he's the one that plays the intro music. But they let him just do his thing for a little bit. And when he played, I don't remember the song, but From the Window to the Wall. And the whole arena was singing along with it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this is kind of a gross song, man.
So back to the sheriff, because the compare and contrast, I just want you to kind of get a picture of, like, what's the difference, okay? So Chris Swanson, the sheriff of Genesee County, just got super cold-shouldered on the intro. And he's pro-Kamala.
My job is to protect people. All people. In 2020, righteous anger spilled over into the streets of Flint, Michigan. One bad decision from either side, and there would have been bloodshed. But that didn't happen. We laid down our riot gear, and we embraced the community, and instead of hate, we chose hope.
That's about a one and a half. That's about maybe a two on the scale.
They didn't want to hear a hope message from a cop.
They did not want to hear from a cop.
It could have been stopped. We need a leader who will embody what's affixed to all three sides of my sheriff patrol cars. Protect, serve, and unify.
I like the unify message a little bit more.
Kamala Harris is that leader.
Wow.
Nothing. I mean, a 5%.
You would have thought when he said Kamala Harris is that leader, they would have gone crazy. You just go nuts. No.
It was such an uncomfortable moment.
They clearly hated him.
Yes. And he was on their
because
side.
Because he had a uniform on.
Yeah, that's the only way I could interpret it. I would love to not have to say it, but I have to tell you what. And I'm just telling you, you take a cop, you put him up in front of Republicans, and they go crazy.
Yeah.
You take a pro them cop and put him up on stage talking about Kamala Harris, and they just when do you go? When's the next act?
Yeah.
Not interested.
It reminded me of one spot a little bit later when Kamala was talking about Israel and there was hecklers in the audience.
That's right. And then when she talked about Palestine and they went crazy.
Next level.
At the loudest applause of the entire convention was for her talking about the Palestinians. Back in Pensacola, John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620 News.
So Hillary Clinton joked about the laugh. Anyway, Hillary Clinton joked about the laughing comments, and then Doug Emhoff made a similar reaction to that, or a similar kind of comment.
I was eating at my desk, which was not a regular occurrence for a busy lawyer like me who appreciated a good business lunch. But that's when she called me back. And we talked for an hour, and we laughed. Well, you know that laugh. I love that laugh.
Please don't make fun of somebody's laugh. Be glad that they do laugh. Just, you know.
I don't know. Some laughs, man.
Yeah, but look, it starts to look a little bit weird when you criticize women for how they laugh, and you don't criticize men for how they, yeah. You know, I laugh a lot. People laughing is a good thing. All right, so we only got a little bit of time left in the show. Bobby, favorite thing from the week?
Oh, Cubs game.
Oh, well.
For sure.
And the pizza?
And the pizza. And the deep dish. And the Italian beef.
No, and so the food. God, that place was fantastic. Yeah, so the food and the baseball. Favorite moment, if you had one, from the actual convention?
No, from the actual convention is Michelle Obama.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, she brought the house down, and it was energetic. It was great to see.
And it was, you know what it was? It was, I can, even if I disagree with what somebody's trying to do, I can appreciate that they're very good at it. You know, I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan. When somebody makes a great play on the other team, you applaud. That's how I was raised to be a baseball fan.
Yeah.
And look, she was fantastic. And even if you disagree with her, I would be frankly, if Kamala Harris loses in 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Michelle's going to have pressure to run for sure.
Because everybody's going to say, you could have won that one. You could have stopped the second Trump term. You got to make sure that this stays in the right direction. I mean,
yeah.
So anyway, thank you all for listening. We'll be back in Pensacola on Monday, and that's it. Thanks, Bobby, for everything that you did. Make this work.
The Democratic Party's party is over. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I promise to be a president for all Americans.
Vice President Harris closing out the convention in Chicago, accepting the nomination.
Forward to a future with a strong and growing middle class. And the-